Our scripture reading for this morning is taken from the 19th chapter of the book of Job, where Job here confesses his faith before his friends who have come to speak to him about his miserable condition. "For I know that my Redeemer lives, and he shall stand at last on the earth. And after my skin is destroyed, this I know, that in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. How my heart yearns within me." These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. We live in a video age and in an age of documentaries, in an age when almost everything is capable of being videotaped and documented and historical records can be kept on things. Wouldn't it be fascinating and interesting, well, maybe not, but if somebody was to keep a video documentary of the history of your body, a video documentary of the history of your body, to think of it starting out as a single cell inside of your mother, dividing and so on, and then to think that nothing but food and oxygen and water as your body ends up growing and so on is the only thing that's ever added to that to cause it to be who you are today, and then to imagine the birth process, to be able to watch that. Maybe some of you actually have video of that. Some people do that, and then to watch your body grow as a little child. And to see you change. You probably have pictures from all your grade school years, and you can go back and see how you've changed through the years. In my closet door inside of my bedroom as a child, I had a whole marking of all of my height and all the different ages I hit those, what dates I measured to hit those heights. And then to watch your body go through the changes, the extreme changes that happened to it during the period of early adolescence and puberty and so on. And then to mature into the adult body that sits here today. Maybe since you've come to this campus, your body's changed a little bit. More than the freshman 15 they put on, they say, and so on. Maybe you've already started to lose a little bit of hair. Maybe your eyes are a little bit different today than they were 5 years ago. We tend to think of our college-age years as kind of the great beginnings of your adult life, and you feel like you're kind of at a stage in life where everything new is coming before you. And yet, according to some physiological studies, scientists would say that your body, by age 18 if you're a man and 19 if you're a woman, has already started to go downhill. You're already over the hill. It's kind of scary, isn't it? To think that at this age, your respiratory system is already deteriorating and already going backwards or downhill. There's a natural deterioration process that happens to us and to our bodies because of sin and the effects of sin. I always think when I see those age-enhanced photos of people, you know, what will I look like in 10 years? What will you look like in 20 years, 25, 30 years? What will your face start to look like? What will your skin start to look like? Stay out of those tanning beds. Our bodies change as we go through life, and the older we get, the more the deterioration process sets in. I remember when I was in college, I had a drawing teacher in an art class that made us draw the skeleton of a head so often because of the intricate designs of it. And I remember sitting there looking at this skeleton in front of me of a person's head and looking at my friend next to me and trying to imagine what his own skeleton looked like under his skin. Ever thought about that? What your own bones are going to look like without flesh and muscle on them? It's kind of a humbling thought. When I was in high school, I remember a friend of mine was working at a nearby kind of a nursing care center, a home for the elderly, and he came into the apartment to help clean a woman's apartment who apparently had been dead for 3 or 4 days. And he said as soon as he opened the door, he immediately wanted to vomit. As soon as the soul exits the body at death, the decomposition process sets in. The deterioration process of our flesh and of our muscles and even ultimately our bones. As Martin Luther said, if we're honest with ourselves, we are all just walking bags of food for worms. Job says in our text here today, talks about my skin will be destroyed. That's a pretty daunting thing to think about in our future for each one of our bodies. Sometimes because of this, we can look at death ahead of us like a very cold, dark cave that just doesn't seem to have any answers. And for many people, they try to just live life not thinking about it because it is just too real and too harsh. But Job gives us another way to look at this by God's grace through the work of the Holy Spirit. He sees the light at the end of the tunnel, a brighter light than any light we've seen in this life. The light of the glorious hope of the resurrection that we have in our Savior. You see, God's original intent in creating human bodies was not that they rot and decay and become food for worms. God's original intent in creating human bodies and your body was to be alive, was to live. In fact, to live eternally. Death in this sense is unnatural. It is an unnatural enemy that has entered our world because of the fall into sin. But God didn't want to just let our bodies rot. That would not do. He wanted to restore man back to his original intent, what he originally wanted and planned, that our bodies would be glorified and wonderful chambers of his image. And so God has sent his Holy Spirit out through the waters of baptism and through his word into your hearts and mind to give us faith and to take these physical things that we have that are still going to face temporal death, but to make them now the temple of the Holy Spirit. Just think of that. That God, the Holy Spirit, right now, to those who are trusting in Christ as their Savior, right now is using your body like a worship place for God. That's pretty cool. That your physical body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And so Job, with this in mind, and knowing what this means for his future, you might say he pulls together the six most important historical events in the history of humanity, or in your personal history. And these are what they are. Walk through them with me, all six of them. First of all, in his words, we see the great first event of the fall into sin, because that's the very reason he has the problem of death destroying his body in the future. Secondly, the great historical event of Good Friday, when his Redeemer went and made atonement and paid for his sins, just like he's done for every one of you here today. Third, Easter Sunday. He says, I know that my Redeemer lives. He came back to life again from the grave. He has been victorious over this enemy of death for himself and also for us. And then the fourth one, your birthday. Not only your physical birthday when your body came into existence, but your spiritual birthday in the waters of baptism when you were brought to faith in Christ. The fifth great event in your life is your death day. And that is coming for each one of us, the day that we leave this life. And finally, the sixth one is the great day of judgment. All of these six great, most important events in history for you, Job ties into these beautiful words that we have before us. I'm just going to read them again. They're just so tremendous. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and he shall stand at last on the earth, and after my skin is destroyed, this I know, that in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another, how my heart yearns within me. Literally, the words here for Job, if you were to look at them in the Hebrew, in the A literal translation, a wooden translation, would mean this: outside or coming out of this own body of mine, I'm going to get the opportunity to see God. And to underscore the fact that it's not a different body and like you're going to change to be a different being or something, he underscores it by saying, I will see him with my own eyes, in my own flesh, and it won't be another person looking at him. How tremendous that is. Think of a video documenting what St. Paul says about our bodies once they die and deteriorate. This corruptible must put on incorruption. This mortal must put on immortality. Think if a video could document that you could watch in the future, your own body coming back to life and being taken to heaven and being glorified before God. So today let us leave with three great things that we can learn from Job. First of all, how it will be your own body that is glorified, and your own eyes will get to experience this. Secondly, how connected you are to the life of Christ and his resurrection by the precious gift of faith. And thirdly, the tremendous certainty that he has and that you and I can also have because of our Lord's resurrection. No wonder he closes this verse by saying those great words, "How my heart yearns within me." It literally means how my insides are just consumed with looking forward to this. May we have such a faith as Job. Lord, give me such a faith as this. Amen. Please rise. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for creating our bodies and continuing to sustain and nourish them throughout this life. Lord God, the Holy Spirit, we thank you for giving us the gift of faith in Christ our Lord and causing our bodies now to be your holy temple. And our dear Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for going to the cross to redeem our bodies from the grave and for rising again yourself to give us the hope of our own glorious resurrection. We pray that you would comfort our hearts as we look forward to this great enemy and help us to stare down this enemy with great defiance, because of the tremendous victory we have in Christ. And we pray that you would also use this wonderful hope we have to motivate us in our spiritual lives of faith here on this earth until we are taken to our eternal home. We ask it all in Christ's saving name. Amen.